Welcome to the NFL Legends Podcast. I'm Aeneas Williams. Celebrating family and football is what we do here at the NFL. And that's why we celebrate NFL fathers. DeKale Spikes leads a series of discussions focused on parenthood and how current players and legends continue to be engaged dads. In this episode, DeKale sits down with Walter Payton, Man of the Year nominee Pierre Desir, about his fatherhood journey. Let's listen in.
Welcome to the first edition of the NFL All-Pro Dads. I am your host, DeKale Spikes. And yes, we have a very special guest joining us today, Pierre Desir.
Yes, sir.
Man, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for having me.
Man, how was, you know, we got to talk about the season now, right? Yeah. Quick. How did you finish up for the season? Well, it didn't end up the way that you wanted it to be, but you guys got back to the playoffs, and hopefully next year it can be something different.
Yeah, man, the playoffs is something special. A lot of players, they don't get the opportunity to go into playoffs, and, you know, we did something special. We had to win 5 games just to make it. We didn't falter. We didn't, you know, hang our heads low like, oh, man, worry us. But we just went, we grind, we worked. We had a good time, great ride. It didn't end the way we wanted it,
nah.
But that's how it works sometimes. That's the business.
It takes a special commitment, as you said. Some people take it for granted going to the playoffs. And that commitment is something that you guys displayed just looking at the way that you play. The commitment that you display, even going all the way back to your earlier years, you learn how to handle yourself and your personal values, like from a quite early, from a young boy's perspective, now from a man's perspective. Like, what does that mean to you when you talk about commitments and the commitment to your family?
You know, the commitment to my family is something that was taught to me early on as a kid. Family is very important to me, and I know that there's certain people in my life that have helped me get to where I am today. So I always try to give back to them, show their appreciation to them by working hard, by getting my job done, by doing what I have to do, taking care of business, because there's a lot of people, you know, that took care of me, and I know that they want to see me do well, and I'm going to do well because I made that commitment.
When you talk about commitments, that usually come along with sacrifices, and we all aspire when we're in high school to be that, hey, I want to go D1. Yep. I want to be the first this. I want to be the first that. But your route definitely didn't go the D1 way. You went through D2.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that story.
Yes, sir. The grind. You know, so, yeah, man, you know.
The grind.
The grind. Grinding D2. You know, being a teen father and, you know, being a teen dad first and then still trying to pursue my dreams of going to college and playing ball. I know for me, I kind of like developed this mantra, and it's called push. And I kind of did that through high school and college, kind of developed early on, which just means persistence, utilizing opportunities, sacrifice, and hustle. So I kind of just implanted that in me.
Push.
And just kept going. So, you know, going from D1, not being able to, getting D1 offers, but not being able to, you know, pass the ACT or get eligible, had to go another route, D2. And that's a grind. You don't get the attention as most D1 players get, but you still got to work hard. You got to work that much harder just to even get noticed.
Yeah, and the sacrifice for the family, seeing it through, how did the family responsibilities impact what your responsibilities was or were as a player?
Yeah, man, I had to sacrifice a lot. Sacrifice a lot of time away from my family, but away from my kids, because I had to make an effort to provide for a better future. And, you know, just growing up, my parents, no one's gonna do it for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you gotta do it yourself. I leaned on that, I worked hard, and I made sure that whatever I did, it was gonna be worth it, because I'm sacrificing being away from them, sacrificing a lot of things that I would wanna do, you know, in high school. Guys wanna go party, guys wanna do all this. I didn't get to do all that. You know, I had a baby girl that I was taking care of. And
you had your first kid at 16?
17.
17.
Yeah.
So, like, that's crazy. Yeah. Because a lot of things you missed out on, you didn't get it. Like, typically, we feel like we're entitled to that. We're privileged to that. But, like, how hard was that adjustment, knowing that you had to make the decision? Or maybe it wasn't hard at all for you.
You know, it was hard at first because, you know, you're... At a time where it's supposed to be, you're supposed to learn, you're supposed to grow, you're a kid still. I'm still a kid. I'm still a kid, and I'm raising a kid most of my friends like, hey, man, you want to go to this party? I was like, nah, I got to make sure my daughter is taken care of. So a lot of the things that they were doing, I missed out on. But I learned that because of what I went through, it made me appreciate a lot more other things. Taught me responsibility, taught me, goal setting, taught me to go after what I wanted because I had somebody I had to take care of. So it was tough. It was tough at first, but, it was something that definitely helped me and shaped me to what I am today.
Yeah, and through your story, you went to different places.
Yes.
A couple of different schools, and now you fast forward, professional, NFL professional football player. You've played for a few teams. How has that impacted your family as far as just moving around and what's changed?
I mean, we've been through it before. In college, I switched schools. I had a lot of adversity with that. I had to sit out a year of school, and I had to work. So we weren't a fool to adversity or hard work. Going into the league, you get cut sometimes. You know what I mean? You get cut, but you don't let that define you. You don't let that, be the end all. You always got to keep pushing. You always got to keep driving and if you have that power, if you have that passion and you have that love for what you want to do and you have the support system, you have your family around you and people that love you, you can do anything. So, I mean, I just always kept that in mind and never took whatever a team didn't like me or not for it to being the last thing.
Yeah, you talked about getting cut, and that's tough. It's
yes.
tough for the player. I remember I went through it. If you play long enough, regardless of how great that you are, mm-hmm. it's going to happen to you. I remember being at the top of my game, tore my Achilles, and at the end of the year, the team didn't want to pay me moving forward because of salary cap reasons
right.
the next year. So the cut word came into
yes.
to play. I remember coming back home after having the conversation with Andy Reid, and he was like, it is what it is. This is where we are. I remember being around my daughter, and my daughter was like, Daddy, I know you seem like you're sad, but it'll be okay. And so when you bring up the cut deal and you've been through so many other things, how were your family there able to support you while going through that stage of life?
Man, that cut is tough. It's a tough call. You don't want to get that call no matter when it happens. After training camp or even during the season. But my family never lets me forget why I'm doing this, and I know who I'm doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
My why is my kids, and I love the game, so I'm gonna keep doing it until I can't. But we've been through so much from when I was in high school, with college, with life in general. This football thing is kind of easy when you look back on life.
People, we probably take it as personal, right. But for you, what you went through to get you and your family where you are.
Yeah.
Life was
a lot more difficult. If I can go through being a teen dad, if I can go through getting D1 offers and then having to go D2, if I can go through sitting out a year of football and having to transfer school and working just to get that opportunity, I can handle being cut. You know what I mean? I've done it. So I fall back on those things that I had to overcome and put myself in that mindset again. So when I come through the situation being cut, I'm like, I've been through this. I've done this before. Let's keep moving. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep going.
In order to keep pushing, in order to keep moving, you've talked about your support staff, your family. And a lot of your family, the majority of them are still in Missouri, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. St. Louis, yes.
Yeah, so how does that... Missouri was always home base. Even when you went through your adversity trials, Missouri was home base. How important have the stability from your parents and that support system been able to support you knowing that you've moved across the country?
My family's awesome. They keep me going because even with as much as strong-willed as you can be, there's times where you're like, man, I don't know if I can do this. But if you have a strong, positive support system, it's like, hey, man, listen. Nah, come on, cut that out. This is, you want to do this. This is what you want to do. You love this. I talk to my parents, talk to my friends, teachers, talk to my kids just to check in, to make sure for me that I'm in the right mindset. And, I tell them my goals and they make sure that I'm working on them. And it's just such a beautiful thing when you have people that want to see you do well and they push you to do well.
You talk about doing well. what's important for you is giving back, because somebody took time to be able to help you. You never forgot that throughout your journey. Talk about how important it is just for you giving back to your community to where you are now.
I know, you know, doing football, you do a lot of weights, meetings, and I think it's very important to not forget the community or forget the people that helped you and to give back. You know, I had a lot of positive influence in my life from teachers, friends, to just everyday people that helped me get to where I am. And I always wanted to give back to the community and show them, look, even though I'm busy with my schedule with football, I still want to give back because I know how important it is. And if I can, you know, just have one kid listen or have one person listen, and that can be that motivating factor for them to influence them on what they want to do, mm-hmm. That's what's most important.
I think one of the most impressive things, understanding and knowing what you went through, reading your story, you was the Man of the Year finalist in 19 with Indy and 20 with the Jets. For me, I was the Man of the Year recipient for the 49ers, and I remember putting in the time. I remember looking at affecting people's lives and seeing what effect that has on little kids. What was your why behind that?
My why was because when I was growing up, you know, I had coaches that were very important in my life that I still talk to this day. Todd Burke, Patrick Ross, and just some teachers that were very influential. And, you know, growing up was tough. You know, growing up was tough. We didn't have a lot as when I was a kid. And, you know, they definitely helped out, reached out, and even helped me figure out how can I go from D1 to D2. I saw the impact that it had on my life is something that still sticks with me to this day, and I still talk to those people, and it could be something like very little. They checked up on me, you know, hey, how you doing? Hey, how's school doing? Stuff like that. And I saw them give back to the community. You know, we did like, we helped, you know, at shelters. We did like backpack, school backpack giveaways. And I saw that impact, and you know, it's a humbling experience. You're like, I'm going through that same situation, but I'm still able to help somebody out. So for me, it doesn't matter how much money you've got, you know, you can give your time. It doesn't have to be necessary money. And I saw that through those people. That was just a very impactful time in my life, and that made me want to give back as well when I was able to.
When you look at the things that you've done, the things that you've accomplished, and your firstborn, mm-hmm. at 17 years old. I remember reading a part about when you were in college, and it was discrepancy that you had with your first coach. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to release you. And you was like, no, because I want to make sure I'm home with my daughter.
Yes.
Most people, even kids at that age range, if they feel like they got somebody to have that support system, they would have, you know, being like, you know what, I'm okay with letting somebody being able to help from afar. You were like, nah, me and my wife, she wasn't your wife, wife at the time, but you made it clear, I want to be home with my daughter because I don't want her not forgetting me. I don't want her forgetting me. Now that you see what you've done, the seeds that you planted for your kids, what do you hope they get out of it one day?
I hope that they see the value of a family, and that through hard work you can achieve anything, and never sell yourself short. You know, I knew how important it was to be around my kids at the time, especially when they're, you know, babies, they're growing up. It's very important that you're around. I had to take a step back from what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I was going to find a way to do it, but I knew that they were my main priority. So, you know, just put your priorities first, work hard, dream hard, work hard, and don't sell yourself short. So I hope they take that out of when I tell them, you know, all the jobs that I had to do to grind through college just to make some money. And and always show them that, you know, love and appreciation.
How much do those conversations come up now?
So
just
whenever,
to put it in context.
So whenever
because
they,
you know
whenever
we gotta go back.
Up, whenever they be acting up, I was like, you know what I was doing back in the day, just to make sure that you was taken care of. I try to bring it back. I try to let them know because you know they were little, mm-hmm. throughout that process, so they didn't see the late nights. They didn't see the countless mornings of waking up trying to, you know, get a job or You know, I remember when I transferred and I had a job at this cable company, and I was suspended technically from the NCAA, so I couldn't join the team for workouts. I remember, you know, waking up at 7:30, making sure I see my kids before I go to school, and I had to work out by myself. Couldn't work with the team. 7:30, classes from like 9 to 2. Come home, make sure I saw my daughter get off the bus, and I worked from 4 to 2 a.m. and just repeated that cycle. You know, when I got home at 2 a.m., my youngest daughter was still up. She's like, "Daddy, what's up? Hey. And, you know, I was tired, but I was like, you know what? This is my time with her. Sure, that time. So, yeah, man, they didn't really see the grind, but I know they understand it now just because of where we're at. And we try to show them pictures like, hey, this is where we used to live. Like, this is the job that I used to do. And just show them that, you know, you can, if you work hard enough, it can happen. And so, yeah, I would bring it up, especially when they act up. I'd always bring it up.
Gotta remind them.
Gotta remind them. I was like, you see this house? You remember when we was living there back in the day? So yeah, man. And they work hard too. They know that I work for everything, and nothing was given to me. And I try to preach that to them. You gotta work hard. Nothing's gonna be given to you. You gotta go take it.
Pierre, man, we really appreciate you taking time out of your day as an All-Pro dad, from one All-Pro dad to another, man. Thank you for sharing your story. Absolutely. And we gonna keep up with you, bro.
Absolutely.
You got an interesting story, and I can't wait to continue reading it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Right on, bro.
Appreciate you.
This has been the NFL Legends Podcast. To provide feedback or request a topic for discussion, email us at nfllegends@nfl.com.